It's really unbelievable. Okay, so we're here doing this live.
Yes.
Right after the vacation. I hope everybody had a very good vacation. Well rested and, you know, all the rest of it. What was that?
Re-energized.
Re-energized, yes. Okay, not just energized, but re-energized. Okay, and re-energized, yes. Okay, well, I believe that where we left off was Chaf Aleph Amud Beis in Megillah. And the topic is about making brachos over Lasiyasa. Okay? So the Gemara is around 8 lines from the top, and it starts Amar Abaye. Oh, actually, it's going on the Mishnah, which says Makam Shenahagu Levarech Yivarech. So the bracha on Megillah is Toloi, is dependent on Minhag. Okay? And if the Minhag is to make a bracha, we make a bracha. Otherwise, we do not. Okay? Now, the thing is like this. The thing is that the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, this, Abaye says, this rule, that it's Tolei and Minhag, Lo Shono Elu Lachareha, that only applies to the bracha afterwards. Okay, Ava Lachaneha, but the bracha that we make before Kriyas Megillah, that is not Tolei and Minhag, that's Mitzvah Levarech. That is a Mitzvah to be Levarech. Okay, Da Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Because if you said in the name of Shmuel, call on mitzvahs. Kulan mevarech alehen over lasiyasan. Every mitzvah, all of them, you're mevarech on them over lasiyasan. Before the asiyah, before you perform the mitzvah. Okay, so this seems like a pretty straightforward statement. Okay, but the Gemara has a little bit of a, perhaps you could call it linguistic difficulty. Okay? The Gemara says like this. My mashma the high over Mishnah de Akhtun. Gemara is a little bit concerned with the Lashon over. Okay? Because over is sort of, you know, like a term that I guess is not traditionally used for to denote before. You want to say before, usually you say kodem. The simplest thing would be to say kol mitzvah. Kol mitzvahs, kula, mevarech alehen, kodem. I'll see how before you do them. Okay? So the Gemara's question is why does this expression over, how does that fit into the picture? Why is that used as a substitute for kodem? Okay? So the Gemara says, and how do you know? Well, how do you know that over means kodem? Where do you get that? Okay, so the Gemara quotes. So it says, "Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amakra." So the pasuk is in Shmuel Beis Yitzchak. Okay, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. I of course don't know before, but you know I'm sure. Vayara tachim matz derech hakikar vayavar asakushi. Okay, so it has to be talking about that when Avshalom was killed, so they sent a messenger to tell David, and they sent a Kushi, and then Ahimaaz wanted to go also, and he wanted to, for some reason, he wanted to be the one to deliver the message. So originally they said, no, you shouldn't go, but then finally, okay, you want to go? Go. So the first messenger had already gone on his way, you know, so he was already advanced towards David. So this Ahimaaz had to go and pass him, pass before him. So he went and he overtook him, and the pasuk says that he passed before him. Okay, and he uses the term vayavor, so that means vayavor means pass before, to go before. Okay, so that's Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Okay, now the Gemara says Abaye Omar Me'afa. I can show you from here who over this mayhem. So that's talking about Yaakov when he met Esav, so he sent all the Shvatim and the wives, and then it says, who over this name? He went before them, he went in front of them to meet Esav first. Okay, so here again, you find out our meetings before. Okay, so, you know, I'm sure that we could look into this and And there's something to analyze here. Very nice. Yes.
I know when we say in English past tense, we use the word for future. We don't use like past tense.
That's a good question.
It happens to be before the same word. We don't mean if we say past before him, and we really meant the word before, like we're trying to use here, and we went back.
Say that again.
If we're trying to use the word before, and we're trying to see if we're going to say yes, and we went back. Before, like the,
unless it's before that, just means like in front of the past or something.
Before
can be temporal, right? In the case of the next one, before means
like temporal location, right?
Like you did it and then you did something else. Here,
not in front of the
next one. Right, it's in front of the right. And you can be fine.
You're agreeing with the same
word. I'm saying I'm confused how they enjoy it.
Right. Meaning here, before since that too.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm saying.
Right, no, I know. I'm trying to explain that. Because before, I mean, it's like, not so simple. But before, I guess, in that case, could also mean like in front of the past in front of the person.
But I'm saying one spatial and stuff.
Right, right. I think it's a little literal.
As you're saying, in these specific means spatial. Okay. Not time-wise, but not time-wise.
In terms of the examples,
you could say
like past before him, meaning A got there first and B spatially.
It's true. In other words, he arrived to Dhabi to give the message first, time-wise. He was there prior in time, and also spatially.
Yeah, almost by definition, spatial means time also. Otherwise, take away time and nobody's there first.
Yeah, what do you mean spatially? What do you mean spatially?
However, I'm saying like in terms of passing, there's no like set. I can say I can say pass right now.
Well, you're not there for the time, but I can say I'm done.
Then what's in front?
It's a special thing.
Therefore, what's considered in front?
Relative to the question. So as you're saying that just relative to the destination, right, this person is spatially close. That's what it means. So what's the proof from the pasuk that Vayavar means first, time, or before? Because by the bracha we mean before you do the mitzvah. In the cases here is just a question of spatial. So maybe this means spatially the person's first, but not time.
Seems like passing before someone
really gets somewhere first. Right. In other words, the spatial here, it's true, spatially they were first. But the spatial was accidental. The reason why the spatial, you have to be spatially first, because there's no way to get to him before the other guy unless you're in the space closer to him. So, but the space wasn't the essence. In other words, when Yaakov went in front of the Shvatim, not because he wanted to occupy that space before them. You know what I mean? The reason why he wanted to be in front of them spatially is because he wanted to greet Asa first. So he wanted to be prior in time to greet. So too, the Shliach, it's true that in the examples, the priority in time is dependent on position. And we're talking about getting in front of a person's position. But the idea is that the Shliach, the messenger, wanted to get to David first in time. He wanted to be the first one to give the message. So the essence was to be first in time. You know, the spatial is excellent. Okay? So that's the Gemara's proof. So the Gemara says, so does that answer your question also? Right? So that's what the Gemara says. If that's the proof, that Vayavar means prior in time. Okay? Code. Means code. Okay, so it's very nice. Very nice. I'm happy the Gemara thought of this and proved it. But still, I mean, it doesn't seem to be make too much sense still. Because, why use Vayavar? I mean, it's true, yeah, you can use a lot of, what do you call that? Yavo would be a synonym? Synonym. You can use it to code, right? Yeah, there's a lot of synonyms, but I mean, if you're going to give an expression, I mean, use the straight term. The straight term is code. The straight term is not a term that I have to look through Tanakh to figure out what it means. Does it make any sense? Okay? So the question is, again, we know, fine, but Yavo means code. Very good. Well, why use the term? Is there any purpose in substituting that term? Okay. So that Gemara doesn't seem, I mean, unless we can look into these cases and see there's some kind of nuance in the case that'll elucidate why, what that there's some kind of nuance to Yavor that fits in better with Frogs. I don't know. But anyways, the okay, but if somebody has suggestions, happy to accept any kind of suggestion. Okay, but the run makes a little statement. And if you want to think about it, you can think about it. You want to think about the cases and see if there's something in the case that.
Should we bring it as proof of why you see it throughout the before? Then
yes. When I first try to analyze that, show like what is the differences in why one Mandela brings up the case of the Shliach coming first. What's the difference in the Shliach coming first to give a message and Yaakov coming first to be Yisrael? Like, is there a difference between those two kinds of first? Does it have a kind of take on that?
which possibly should learn from me?
So the Gemara says like this. It says that So Magam Shanagim, this is over Lasiyasa. He says Ulahachi lo ka'ama koda. This is why he didn't use the term koda before. The Kodem Mashma Afilu Lo Yase HaMitzvah Mikan Ve'elech Ad Zman Meruba. Kodem doesn't tell you immediately before. It just tells you it's before in time. But it doesn't have the connotation of immediate. Right? I can say that Avraham lived before, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, that is true, but, right, there's a large span of time. So the Ron says that that's why they didn't use the term kodem, because they wanted to imply aval over mashma achshav, right now, avra habracha she'oseh ha-mitzvah tekef. Achshav, this is mashma, achshav avra ha-bracha, she'oseh ha-mitzvah tekef. Right now, the bracha is passing. You must do, you know, to do the mitzvah immediately. It implies the connotation of immediacy. It's immediately before, not just before. So fine. Okay, very nice. So, but what's, is there a limit in that? That it must come immediately before? And not before? What's the limit that it has to be immediately? Trying to, right, get the message across. So before you give me any answers, let me just share with you that I found in the Rambam, okay, because the Gemara quotes, the Rambam, the quote is from, let's see, it's Ches, Os Ches, let me see, I think it's Ches, right, Ches, so if you look in the Ein Mishpat, it's Ches is Perek Yud Aleph, Menachos Brachos Aleph Beis. Okay, so it's Yud Aleph, Ted Yud Aleph, Hechus Brachos, Malacha Beis. Okay, so the Rambam says like this. He says, okay, it's in this. Mishma Shem Shehu Chosim Brach and Chosim Brach El Ma'at and Brachos Mishkin Brach and Chosim Brach. Okay, so here. Yesh mitzvah say she'adam chayev v'hishtadal v'lirdof ad she'yaseh os osa. There are certain mitzvahs I say that a person is chayev to do, to run after, to make sure that he does it. He's got to do it. Okay? To go tefillin, sukkah, lulav, shofar. Okay? These are mitzvahs that a person is chayev under every circumstance to ensure that he does, to pursue it, to make sure he has the wherewithal to do it, and to accomplish the mitzvah. Okay? The Elohim HaNikran Chova. These mitzvahs are called Chova. It's a Chova. You must do it. Okay? It's an absolute Chova. The Fisha Adam Chayev Al Kopanim Lasos. It's absolute. The Yesh Mitzvah She'in Chova. There are certain mitzvahs that are not a chovah. They're not an absolute chovah. They're close to rishus, to voluntary, to go, mezuzah, market. Okay, market is to put a fence around the roof. You have a tall roof. You must put it. You can't just give people have access to it. You have to have a fence around it, so they might fall off. Okay? She'ein adam chayev lishkom b'bayis. This is not, mezuzah is not chovah. It's not an absolute fear that's foul on us. Because it depends if you have a bias. If you don't have a bias, you have never had a chiyuv mezuzah. It's not an inherent chiyuv mezuzah. Okay? He says, She'ein adam chayev lishkom b'bayis, or chayev mezuzah, kidei she'yaseh mezuzah. He doesn't have to live in a house that's chayev mezuzah in order that he should be chayev to do it. He says, Ela in ratza lishkom kol yamav ba'ohel. So he says, if a person wants, he can live his whole life in a tent, or b'sfina, or in a ship. He'll never be chayv in mezuzah, and he's not, what do you call, transgressing anything. He's not lacking anything. He's absolute. He's not an absolute chid. It's only under these circumstances. Now he says this. B'chein, Ein chayev with most bias. You don't have to build a house to be rasos market. Okay, so they have certain these organizations that a person wants to do. I'm not saying anything bad about these things, because they're a very nice thing. I'm just giving you as an illustration that they have these organizations that a person wants to do shiluch hatam. Wants to do shiluch hatam? Okay. It's not a very nice thing. But so they take you out and to a place where you can do shiluch hatam. But if a person doesn't do that, he's not lacking anything. There's no hope upon a person to go find a nest and do shiluch hatam. No hope like that. Okay. So that would be a case if you happen to come across it. And I say Shiloh Kata is only if you happen to come across it. If you happen to come across it, then you find it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure. I think it's only if you happen to come across it.
This is live.
We're doing this live. Okay. But, you know, it's certainly a kilo mitzvah. It's a nice thing. But that's what the Rambam means. A person is not hired to build a house so that he should perform the mitzvah of the month. Okay, Paul. Okay. So he says like this. Can't hire to leave those pies because they lost us market. Okay. B'chol mitzvahs aseh shebein adam l'makam. Okay, this is the part I want to get. B'chol mitzvahs aseh shebein adam l'makam. Every mitzvah shall say that's between man and God. Okay? I'm not sure what other mitzvahs shall say there are, but fine. Homos and Sesh Bein Adam and Makom. Bein mitzvah she'ein a chova. Whether it's a mitzvah where there's no chov, like mezuzah. Bein mitzvah she'ein chova. Whether it's a mitzvah that is a chov, like tefillin. Okay? Mevarech aleha kodem lasiyasa. Okay? You must make a bracha before he does the asiyah. The Rambam doesn't use the term over, which is curious. He doesn't say over, he says kodem. Okay, but fine. Okay, that's one of them. And so the Rambam said, makes clear, any mitzvah you do, whether it's a chiyuv, whether it's a chiyuv like a mezuzah, or whether it's a chiyuv like tefillin, you must make a bracha kodem lasiyas before you do it. Okay. Okay. Then he goes on to the Rabbanans. This is the also by the Rabbanans. Okay? Okay, so that's what the Gemara is, what the end Mishpat puts. But there's another Rambam. Okay, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Brachos. Okay, who says like this? Okay, he's talking about Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah Levareh. Okay, so Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Rambam says the mitzvah sin yatar. Okay, then the Rambam goes on to say in Beis Umidibur Sofrim Levarich Hakol Michael Tchila VeAfeka Yanemimel. If you make bracha rishona on food that you don't eat. Okay. Now he says like this. He says a fool is covering lacho which goes Kol Shehu Levarich VeAfeka Yad. Okay, you have to make a bracha, and then you can eat. Now in Gimel, he says, with the shame, shemavarche al ha-hanaya, just like we are mevarech on hana, gaining hana, okay, ka mevarche al kol mitzvah u-mitzvah. Similarly, we make a bracha on each and every mitzvah. Vi'acher kach, nasa also. Now we do it. Okay, brachos rabos, Tikru Chachamim, Derech Sheva Vardaya, the Derech Parkasha. And many brachas, the Chachamim on the Sakin, Kedei Lizker as a Bari Tamit, to remember God constantly. Afo Pishalom Nehne, below Asa Mitzvah. Okay? So you have three categories. You have brachas that go on Hana, when they eat, and Chayiv in a brach. He says, just like you're Chayiv when you're Nehne, you're also Chayiv whenever you do a mitzvah. Okay? Anytime you do a mitzvah, Mevarch and I'll call mitzvah u'mitzvah v'achakach yasa. So the Rambam already told you that you have a bracha and become a mitzvah. So why is Rambam repeating himself when you can't walk it out and carry it out? He said in Paragal, just like there's a chiyuv to make a bracha, and any time a person eats, so too, any time a person does a mitzvah, he's chayiv in a bracha. Okay, so he told me to walk. Now he comes to carry it out. He says, "Kol mitzvah zaseh shebein adam lemakom bein mitzvah she'ein achova bein mitzvah shehi chova mevarech aleha kodem lasiyasa." You must make a bracha before you do it.
The second one's
done.
The first one's done at all. The second one's done.
Okay, I mean the second one. He's being more specific. He's saying, "Kol mitzvah zaseh." Okay.
I wasn't giving you an answer to that.
So okay, but he is, yes. In the second one, in the first parak, he says, you must make a bracha. Let's just read it again. Okay, in the first, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, he says, Kishem Shemavarchan al Amnaya, Kach Mavarchan al Kom Mitzvah U Mitzvah, V'Acha Kach Yase Oso. Now, actually, when I looked at, when I read that, and then I looked back at Yer Aleph, and I read Yer Aleph, I thought to myself, oh, no, very simple. The thing is that in Yer Aleph, he says, Mavarch Aleha Kodem Lasiyasa. Ah, so I thought, oh, this is no kasha, because the Rambam wanted to tell you to make the bracha before you do the asiyah, right? But he says it in Perek Aleph too. Thank God. When I look back, right, he says it in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph also, he says, Mavarchan, I'll call mitzvah, the achakach yaso. Okay. So therefore, it's redundant. It's totally redundant. The only difference between the two halachas, as Avi pointed out, is that in the second, in Perkei Aleph, he says, Alkom Mitzvah Saseh. Okay, that's true, but, I mean, I think that it's implied in Perkei Aleph, because he says, Alkom Mitzvah Mitzvah. So, it's either an Aseh or a Lo Saseh. I don't think he means when a person doesn't avera, he's Mavarech. So when he says, Alkom Mitzvah Mitzvah in Perkei Aleph, he must mean a Mitzvah Saseh, a positive Mitzvah, not a Lo Saseh. Right? So therefore, why does he repeat in Yud Aleph, Al Kol Mitzvah Saseh, you must be Mavarech Kodem Lasiyasa? It's a total repetition.
Where does it say in Aleph?
In Aleph, Perek Halacha Gimel. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel.
Why does he say that first thing about that Rahana? Make a bracha. What's that first thing? Shame. Is that going on previous?
Yeah, because in the previous halacha, he said that any time you get a hana, a benefit, like eating or smelling something that smells good, he says anytime you get a hana, a pleasure, you must make a bracha.
Oh, he's saying just like that.
Just like you have to make a bracha on a pleasure you get from the physical world.
If you do it,
so can you make a what would you say is the difference between Perek Aleph and Perek Yud Aleph? Say that. Yes.
It just seems to kind of descriptive. It just seems to kind of, if you contextually, the distance are more from different perspectives, right? The first one of the Rambam is talking about, it's like a sheva, right? Because you got the context is you enjoy the food or you enjoy something, so you have to be mavarech, right? And so even though you haven't enjoyed it yet, you still have to be sheva, right? So it seems like in some sense the continuation of food in the context of this idea of being sheva, right? And the second one seems like it's talking.
Okay. So in the first one, he's talking about hanaria, the brachos that you make because you get a benefit or a pleasure from the world, right? Now in Gimel, he says kishem, just like in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, right? He says just like you make a bracha on hanar, so too you make a bracha on a mitzvah before you do it. What is the equation? only just like you make a bracha on a na. You make a bracha on a mitzvah. Mitzvah's not enough. So what do you mean? He was talking about that, fine. So that was the previous halacha. But this halacha has nothing to do with the bracha on a na. He says, okay. He says, V'chonene below bracha ma. Okay. The reason why you make a bracha na na is because you're not permitted to partake of the world because it doesn't really belong to you. You don't have a right to just take things out of this world without a bracha.
Right? Yes, what do you say? I would say that mitzvah maybe has the same idea. The mitzvah has the same idea. You're trying to figure out how you became the same way as the world. Oh, I guess then you gain some benefit from it, from the material. It's kind of like you can't take that benefit without giving back the same
benefit.
Not that it's God's mitzvah, but you're benefiting from something that God has done.
That's what the Rav said. The Rav said that the mitzvah does not belong. God gave it to you. Okay? You have to, it's for you, it's yours to use, just like this world. But you can't just take it. It's something that belongs to you. It's a creation that God is responsible for, and God created it for man's use. But a person has to recognize that it's a zechus that God gave us that. Okay? So if you do without that, you're taking something that does not belong to you. It's something that has kedusha. It doesn't just automatically belong to you. Okay? You have a right to use it, to use a mitzvah, if you move up. So actually, so the Rav said actually it's an issur. It's an issur, just like it's an issur to eat. It's like stealing. The person doesn't make a bracha, so he needs to do a mitzvah. Okay, before a person is a so the bracha really is something that allows you to have a right to do a mitzvah. Okay, it's a privilege, or this is put in those terms, it's a privilege to do a mitzvah. But you need a matir to avail yourself of that privilege. Okay, and that's why the Rambam says, kishrei, just like the mevarech on hanah, and that allows it to be nana, so too you need a matzah to allow you to do a mitzvah. And that's the idea of the Brachas mitzvah. Okay. So that's Perek Aleph. The question is, what's Perek Zion? What is that? So if it's the same concept, so you can understand, there's no reason for the Rambam to repeat it. It's just totally repetitive. So it would seem that there's a second concept in the Brachas mitzvah. Well, it would seem like the reason comes from two sources. There are two functions that the bracha, brachas, and mitzvah accomplishes. Right?
Which one?
Perek Aleph, Perek Beis. what's the theme of Haunted Page? What is the realm I'm really explaining in Haunted Page?
Do you have to share that with them?
Sure, not at all. Okay. But, well, yeah.
Well, I was thinking that. The first one is you. I mean, I don't know. I was thinking the first one is like, you're making a bracha because, like, for yourself, understanding that you're benefiting from it. Whereas the second one seems like, it's not for yourself, it's for God.
The first one is to write into the buffer, because you do the mitzvah, right? So that's also based on that. Because that's the recognition that you do the mitzvah, that you belong to God. Obligation, yes. Part of your fee, right, as describing the fee, some mitzvahs you chayiv absolute, some mitzvahs you chayiv under certain circumstances, but all mitzvahs that you were at before. Right? So there is some way you chayiv to do the mitzvah. Right? So he's saying, any time you have a chayiv to do the mitzvah, you're also chayiv to give sheva. In other words, part of Yechiyev mitzvah is Shevach. He's saying that's part of the mitzvah. In other words, if you do the mitzvah without Shevach, your performance is lacking. Your performance of the mitzvah is deficient. Anytime you have a Yechiyev mitzvah, you can't just do the mitzvah. But part of doing the mitzvah should be accompanied by a bracha. You see, when you have a chiyuv mitzvah, the mitzvah should be accompanied by the bracha. So the difference between yud aleph and aleph is in aleph, the bracha allows me to do the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is complete without a bracha. The mitzvah is complete without a bracha. Even though the bracha is d'rabbanan, but the reason I have to make the bracha is a d'oraisa. Because it's based on a deraisa. I'd be stealing from God. That's a deraisa. I would be transgressing something that's kadosh. So I have to make a bracha. Now I'm permitted to do the mitzvah. But the mitzvah begins this moment I do the mitzvah, not from the bracha. The bracha is an extraneous thing. Right? When I eat, I have to make a bracha. Then I eat. So the bracha comes first, and then I eat. The bracha is not part of the eating. The eating starts when you start eating, right? The idea is the bracha should precede that. Same thing with the mitzvah. When I do the mitzvah, when does the mitzvah start? When I start the mitzvah. The only thing is, the bracha should precede that because I'm not allowed to start the mitzvah without a bracha. See? But in Perkei and Aleph, he's saying, no, actually the bracha is really a kiyum in the mitzvah also. It's a part of the mitzvah. You see, if I don't make a bracha, I'm lacking that I transgressed on God's territory. But also, the mitzvah's lacking. If I put on tefillin without a bracha, then it's an asiya that has no accompaniment of sheva. The asiya is lacking. It's not a proper way to put on tefillin. So, So if I don't make a bracha on tefillin, I'm lacking two things. I'm lacking in a bracha, and I put on tefillin when I wasn't supposed to, and I'm also lacking in tefillin. See, it's part of the chiyuv. Anytime I have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, the Chachamim said, you also have a chiyuv to be mevarech with that mitzvah. So you'll enhance the mitzvah. You'll make it a greater mitzvah. You see? So that's really Perek Yud Aleph. You see? Now, right? You see the difference? In the Perek Aleph, it doesn't enhance the mitzvah. It just permits you to do the mitzvah. In Yud Aleph, actually, they said the bracha enhances the mitzvah. It's now a superior mitzvah. Okay? So that's why the Rambam says it doesn't matter whether it's a chovas. Because why does he bring it? It doesn't matter whether it's a chovas agavra, it's not a chovas agavra. It doesn't matter. Well, we know it doesn't matter because the Rambam says you can't do any mitzvah without a bracha. So when I know it doesn't matter whether I'm chayiv inherently or I'm chayiv because I have a house, what difference does it make? It's a mitzvah. The answer is, he's talking about over here enhancing the mitzvah. There he has to tell you that the bracha is an enhancement of the mitzvah. It doesn't matter whether the mitzvah is an inherent mitzvah or it's a mitzvah because of circumstance. Every time you do a mitzvah, you might think a particular type of mitzvah. If I put on tefillin, bracha will be an enhancement of that. But if I have a mitzvah that I'm not initially chayv in, I'm just chayv because of a circumstance, I might say there the Chachamim didn't require me to enhance the mitzvah with a bracha. Because it's only a mitzvah that's chayv because of circumstance. There the Rambam says no. Any time it's an asiyah, shel mitzvah, it should be accompanied by a bracha, and that enhances the mitzvah. Okay? So now let me ask you this. Based on this, what would you say about the Gemara that says, that uses the term over, that the bracha must be not just before the mitzvah, but it must be immediately, instantaneously, right before the mitzvah? Which parak does that stem from? Parak Aleph or Parak Yod Aleph? Sounds like Parak Yod Aleph, right? If you just had Parak Aleph, you wouldn't have the concept of over. You'd say, just like when I make the bracha on food, okay, you can't be mafsek, right? But the bracha has to come kodem, and then you eat. Okay, if it's not instantaneous, it's still a matir. But if I say it's part of the mitzvah, then it must be, it's actually the first step in the mitzvah. It's actually, when did I start the mitzvah of tefillin? With the bracha. So then if I'm mafsik, then I'm actually mafsik in the mitzvah of tefillin. If I make a bracha and I'm mafsik before I put on the tefillin, it turns out I started the mitzvah and I'm mafsik right in the middle. You see, that's what over means. It means it's really one. That's why kodim would be no good. Even though kodim, you know you can't be a hafsik. It doesn't matter, but kodim would imply that there are two things, two activities. There's the bracha, and then there's the mitzvah. Over means it's one uniform progression.
Anyway, it says kodim.
And they say kodim. Is that weird?
That's the practice of the original kodim. Because you can't talk with me. It says that.
Yeah,
but the Gemara over.
Right. Instantaneous. But, I mean, let's say I would have said Kodem. I mean, let's say you didn't have this.
Instantaneous?
What?
Is the time thing instantaneous?
Well, let's say you didn't have that. Let's say you just had Perek Aleph, that you have to make a bracha. Like, let's say you make a bracha on food. You make the bracha and then you eat. Is that, like, instantaneous or? Yeah, I mean, it's not one action, but you can't be mafsik, right? So it's, you can't just be kodim, it has to be, right? Don't they say, what do they say? How long can you wait? If you wait, like, is that tough to be diva or something? Is that like,
I guess it's practically the same.
It's practically the same. You can't be mafsik in either of those, but it's a different concept.
So it's going to have to be over?
Oh. Any mitzvah you have to do over.
And what's the stuff in that book? I don't care.
Interesting. So does that shed any light on the pesuk? In other words, based on this concept, is that expressing the pesuk that it's like one
uniform thing.
Not really, I don't know.
Which one's the messenger?
Well, the messenger. Well,
Yaakov. What about Yaakov? Maybe Yaakov, maybe it was supposed to be a progression, like starting with him.
He went in front of them, right? Then it should begin with him and then lead into the net, like.
It's a continuous, continuum.
But with the messengers, it's the exact opposite of the continuum, because one messenger precludes the other, right? Makes the other obsolete. So there's no.
But you know, it's a funny thing, because it does say over there that the guy, the messenger, you know, that's a funny thing, because I was reading through that and it said the first messenger came, and they didn't want to tell. Well, the thing was that Avshalom, I don't know the exact story, but David told them. Avshalom was rebelling against. Avshalom was David's son. He was rebelling against David. Okay? So the thing is, David sent out armies to either attack his army or get him, find him, whatever it was. Okay? But he told them, don't harm him. You know, take him alive. So what happened was, I didn't get exactly why this happened, but. They found him. He was hanging from a tree because his hair, he had long hair and it got stuck in the bushes. And when his donkey rode by, his hair got stuck and he was hanging. Right. So somebody found him and went to Yoav, I think. Not sure, but went to whatever one of the generals and sent him up. He was there. So the general said, well, "Why didn't you kill him?" He says, "What do you mean?" David said, "Not to harm him." So then the general went over and killed him. I don't know. It's David's. General, so I didn't know exactly why and what transpired there, and if he was held liable to that. But what happened was, so then after that, he says, so the one guy, Achimatz, wanted to say, okay, I'll go tell David that, you know, that Avshalom's dead and that, you know, his enemies are defeated, right? So the guy says, the general says, no, what do you want to tell him? He's going to be upset.
So first he does it.
So first he does it, then he says no.
So I didn't look too closely into it. I got to look a little more into it. But so then he says to him, and then he said a strange thing. Then he said, okay, we'll send.
So the general said, no, you don't go because he's going to be upset. We'll send this Cushi.
So what is he sending Cushi for? I don't know. So they sent the Cushi. Then Ahimad said, he came back to the general, says, no, I should go. Why do you want to go? There was like an exchange. And then finally the general said, okay, go. So that's how it turned out, that he ran and he made it in front of the other guy. So then when he went to David, he told David, oh, your enemies are destroyed. So, you know, you're safe. So David goes, and how's my son? Now, apparently, he didn't know. Maybe that was the thing. He wanted to tell David. He didn't realize that Avshalom was dead. Apparently.
He didn't realize that David was alive.
Right? Yeah, so I got to look closer into it, but... So he said, oh, I don't know about your son.
Yeah.
Either he didn't realize or he didn't want to say. So then, what?
He played dumb. Then the Cushi came along.
Oh, he played dumb. And then the Cushi came along.
Yeah.
And then he says, oh, he's dead. Oh, and then that was, right?
He killed the Cushi.
Did he kill the Cushi? No, I don't think so.
I just skimmed it. I got to look into it. But apparently, then David said, okay, let's wait for the Cushi, let's see what he says. And then the Cushi told him the story.
So it is funny, because there too, you did have, it was a progression, it wasn't
no, it wasn't
the story done. Came about through both.
And it would make sense that he would play, I'm saying with this, it would make sense that he would play dumb. Like, Nero, if you have to put up the Cushi guy, he just wanted to come and give him the good news.
That's right, he wanted to get, that was right. Yeah, you're right, you're right. He wanted to give him the good news. And he wait and let the other guy give the bad news.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whoa. You think I know? I don't know anything about that.
Interesting. So there was the progression.
Got to be a little different.
Yeah. Okay, but, I mean, it's something to look into. But, right, but I think that's the point that the instantaneous. Because otherwise, it's true, like, what you're saying, like, what is it, a time difference? Oh, this is instantaneous, and this is, oh, you can wait 3.5 seconds. I mean, you know what I mean? And I think that Rambam is, right, that's an interesting thing, how he has the same thing in two different parts. Same thing, make the part before the...
both mata and kumbhaka.
One is a mata. That's not really a part of the mitzvah. The other is a part of the mitzvah. Yes.
What's that kodem thing that bothers me?
What's that?
That kodem thing.
Kodem.
It says kodem.
My name is kodem. That is strange. Yeah. Well, why shouldn't you say it? Oh,
he's a trying. He's more specific than he says the other way. He's definitely doing that specifically. You know? That is what this is the English book for. It's like that's on that month. That's weird.
Because you knew we had the opportunity to pass out, so you knew we both brought him. You'll know this means, this codem means really codem. That codem is codem.
Okay. Sorry, team. I don't know, I pressed the button and it doesn't stop. I pressed the center button.
Oh, the center button is record.
Let's record. So it's been recording.